This week, PBS begins airing the 8-part sequel to Eyes on the Prize, the award-winning history of the Civil Rights Movement. Television critic David Biancooley, who called Eyes on the Prize the best documentary series of 1987, says he's even more impressed with the new episodes.
You're better than the white man. You are better than the white man. And that's not saying anything. That's not saying you know where just to be equal with him. Who is he to be equal with? You look at his skin. You can't compare your skin with his skin. Why, your skin look like gold beside his skin.
That was Malcolm X, one of the black leaders of the early 60s, who were profiled in Eyes on the Prize 2. Once again, executive producer Henry Hampton has done a brilliant job of bringing history to life, and, what's even more impressive, recreating the emotions of a very turbulent time. The original Eyes on the Prize series carried events up to 1964, with the civil rights movement unified and triumphant and more or less headed in the same direction. This sequel series tells a story that is just as inspiring, but much more complicated. Victories in the South weren't easily repeated in the North, and there wasn't just one leader or one direction anymore. While Martin Luther King Jr. preached nonviolence, Malcolm X and Stokely Carmichael didn't. Even when they marched together, as they did in 1966 during a freedom march in Mississippi, King and Carmichael marched to slightly different drummers.
Let me say first that this march is nonviolent. It is a nonviolent expression of our determination to be free. This is the principle of the march, and certainly we intend to keep this march nonviolent.
Mr. Carmichael, are you as committed to the nonviolent approach as Dr. King is?
No, I'm not.
Why aren't you?
Well, I just don't see it as a way of life. I never have. I also realize that no one in this country is asking the white community in the South to be nonviolent, and that in a sense is giving them a free license to go ahead and shoot us at will.
As Eyes on the Prize 2 unfolds, it encompasses the riots in urban cities, the birth and evolution of the Black Panthers, the entry of black leaders into the political system, and the rise of such potent figures and leaders as Jesse Jackson and Cassius Clay, who, as he embraced Islam and became Muhammad Ali, was just as scrappy a fighter outside the ring as he was inside.
We look at Jesus, we see a white with blonde hair and blue eyes. We look at all the angels, we see white with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Devil.
Now, I'm sure if there's a heaven in the sky and the color folks die and go to heaven, and where are the colored angels? They must be in the kitchen preparing the milk and honey.
Eyes on the Prize 2 does the right thing, so to speak, by presenting all of these angry and dissident voices in a calm and rational manner. It's the kind of documentary that is infinitely superior to any docudrama because it's so thorough and so believable and so emotionally involving. It proves the truth isn't just stranger than fiction, it's better. Here's something true that's not in the documentary, but is one reason why Eyes on the Prize had to be made. Last year, a radio reporter in a major city was reading the name Malcolm X in a news story and referred to him as Malcolm the Tenth. When a struggle for civil rights goes on for this long, our memories ought to be even longer.
That's an amazing story. David Biancooley is television critic for The New York Post.